Chapter 6. For the chief musician, on stringed instruments, upon the eight-stringed lyre. A psalm by David. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, neither discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I am frail. Lord, heal me, for my bones are trembling. And my soul is greatly troubled. But you, Lord, how long? Return, Lord. Deliver my soul. Save me because of your loving kindness. For in death there is no memory of you. In Sheol, who shall give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning. Every night I drench my bed, I melt my couch with my tears. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all my adversaries. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord has accepted my prayer. May all my enemies be ashamed and greatly terrified. May they turn back and be suddenly ashamed. Chapter 7. A meditation by David, which he sang to the Lord, concerning the words of Cush, the Benjamite. Lord, my God, I take refuge in you. Save me from all those who pursue me, and deliver me, lest they tear apart my soul like a lion, ripping it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil to him who is at peace with me, or oppressed my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul, and overtake it. Yes, let him tread my life down to the earth, and lay my glory in the dust. Selah. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Lift up yourself against the rage of my adversaries. Awake, my God, you have appointed judgment. And let the congregation of the people surround you, and rule over them on high. The Lord administers judgment to the peoples. Judge me, Lord, according to my righteousness, and to my integrity that is in me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the righteous. The righteous God tests hearts and minds. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, yes, a God who has indignation every day. If a man doesn't relent, he will sharpen his sword, he has bent and strung his bow. He has also prepared for himself deadly weapons. He makes ready his flaming arrows. Look, he travails with iniquity. Yes, he has conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He has dug a hole, and has fallen into the pit which he made. The trouble he causes shall return to his own head, and his violence shall come down on the crown of his own head. I will give thanks to the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.